This feast of the Ascension can be somewhat confusing, and the artwork with which it's often captured and presented doesn't really make it much easier for us. You know, we get these strange kind of depictions of this confused group of disciples gathered around on the top of the mountain, and often there's, you know, this odd sort of cloud hanging just above their heads. And, you know, sometimes you see just the feet of Jesus sticking out underneath the bottom of the cloud as he ascends to somewhere else. And it seems to be this feast that is trying to work out, well, why did he go somewhere else? And this, it seems to be about absence. But in fact, the church has always said to us, no, this is about the presence of Jesus. A new way for Jesus to be present to us. This possibility that he will now open himself into this gift and to this grace for us. At the beginning of the reading, the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, we're told that Jesus told the disciples, this group of the apostles and the others who were gathered there, that this is what was going to happen. That he would have to leave, but that there would be this presence, this power that would come from on high. Acts 1:8, we know, of course, 10 years ago, it was the theme of World Youth Day in Sydney in 2008. And this whole remembrance of that grace and that gift. We can't do this alone. We can't be Christians fruitfully by ourselves. Pope Francis, in his latest apostolic exhortation, has reminded us, you know, there is this tendency, and there has been across the church, to be Pelagians, to say, yes, we can do all of this ourselves, but no, we can't. We have to wait for the Holy Spirit to clothe us with power from on high before we're able to respond wholeheartedly to God. And so this period of waiting between the Ascension and Pentecost is this beautiful recognition that we have within the church. It's the first movement of a novena, this sense of just praying, longing for God to come, longing for the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and to begin to be enkindled within us. God isn't absent from us. He's always available to us, but this, we need to recognize that, and we need to realize that, and we need to open ourselves to this power coming from God. And then, as Jesus ascends, the angel comes to them and says, you know, why are you men from Galilee looking up into the sky? That's not where the action is. You know, our lives after the days of the Ascension are not focused just in trying to escape from the world. We're not wanting to get away from the world to go and to join Jesus. No. Jesus has always told us this is where our sphere of influence will be. Next week at Pentecost, we'll hear the proclamation and that declaration, that reminder of that covenant that God made with the people at Mount Sinai, led by Moses, that you will be my holy nation, you will be my chosen people, you will be a nation set apart to sing the praises of God. That is what this is about. We receive the power of God to change and to transform the world, to be his presence and to allow that grace and that goodness to continue to transform the world in which we are present. Jesus tells us again today that the point of all of this is to go out. The point of receiving this power and being changed and transformed by this is so we can go and proclaim this good news, this gospel of love, this gospel of life to all creation, to all people, so that they also are able to experience this power and this transformation. And again, this is about the presence that Jesus offers to us. So Paul writes to the Ephesians today. He's calling us into this unity. He's calling us into this whole sense that there is only one hope in all of this, and that comes from God. Not from ourselves, just trying to feel better about ourselves, but this power that comes from God, this power from on high that is able to change and transform us and allow us to begin to be the people that we're meant to be. And that's why during this week, we always pray for Christian unity. We pray that we might be a unified voice within the world, that we might be able to put aside all those silly and pathetic political differences that have arisen over the centuries, and to stand with one voice, with one hope, with one joy, declaring the sovereignty of Jesus and the power of God's love as we wait together for the Holy Spirit to come once again and to breathe new life into our chests, into our hearts, into our lives, into our church, and through us then to transform the world. But today is also Mother's Day, and so I want to pray a prayer of blessing over all of the mothers who are here today. If you're not a mother, I want to also include the spiritual mothers, because there are so many women who weren't given that physical privilege of motherhood, but have been able to mentor and to mother so many spiritually and to give life to so many. We can also pray for our own mothers today, living and dead, those mothers who are absent, those mothers who weren't there, and those mothers who are just wonderful examples and signs to us. And so I invite all physical and spiritual mothers present here today, please stand as I pray this prayer. So loving God, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. We ask your blessing to be upon all those who are called mum, and for those who still wait to be a mum. Thank you for the numerous spiritual children you've given to so many spiritual mums and mentors. Fill this day with favor and grace as we honor all mothers. We ask for comfort for those who are grieving loss and heartache, especially the loss of a child on this day. We ask for strength for those who wait for children to come back home. We pray in gratitude for all mothers who have died and wait for the new heavens and the new earth. We ask for healing for those who have been hurt by relationships that were intended to be loving and nurturing. We ask for faith for those who will someday be mums, who find themselves on a journey that seems so hard. We ask for great encouragement and grace to cover those who have made a brave and loving choice for adoption. We ask for incredible provision and care over every single parent mum who works so hard on behalf of her children. We pray for those women who, though they do not have physical children, have the gift of being amazing hope bringers to many spiritual children they've been blessed to nurture through these years. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life. Today we pray for refreshing, for joy, for grace, for wisdom, for great peace, for all mothers, for mums to be, and for all women who nurture and lead. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.